Welcome to the Morning Ritual Podcast and Happy New Year. For those of you who are new to the show, my name is Lily Balch, and this podcast is all about meditation and how to use the foundations of mindfulness to live a happier and healthier life. I like to share my own personal experiences with you. I often speak to my current struggles and challenges, what I'm finding useful, and typically what I'm just excited about in the moment. So I don't have all the answers, but I hope that what I share with you on this show is helpful in some way. I like to strike a balance of practicing and chatting. So some episodes are purely meditations, and some episodes are more conversational. And our next season of The Morning Ritual is actually launching this Wednesday. And we'll be kicking things off with a conversation that I had with Elena Brower. I've had the opportunity to study with Elena throughout the past few years, and she generously shares so much wisdom in such a heartfelt manner. And the conversation that we had for The Morning Ritual, it left me feeling simultaneously grounded and inspired. We talk about why you shouldn't believe all your thoughts, the practice of nonviolent communication, which I'm totally obsessed with these days, how to show yourself and others empathy and communicate better in general. We end with what advice Elena would give her younger self. So I can't wait to share that episode with you all. And this next season is full of deep conversations and a variety of practices to bring you back home to yourself, to go on this inward discovery of who you are in a really safe and supported way. So be sure to subscribe to the show to stay up to date. And in the meantime, I want to share with you one of my favorite practices to recenter and to refocus. And I think that this practice is super useful this time of the year. So I'm recording this on January 3rd, brand new, fresh year. And there can be a whole lot of pressure put on us in the new year, that new year, new you kind of talk. And it can kind of feel a little overwhelming, like you have to kind of change your habits and change who you are and fix all these things about you and your life. And I believe there's another way to approach the new year and intention setting in general. And so this practice, which I've shared on the podcast before, is a writing exercise, and it's called Towards and Away. And right now you might be able to just do it in your mind, but I encourage you later on maybe to take out a sheet of paper and try this exercise. But basically there's two columns. One column is towards and the other column away. And on the sheet of paper, I want you to write the things you want to move towards and the things you want to move away from. And what this exercise does, it simultaneously gives me clarity on what I want, but it also takes off the pressure to achieve a certain goal or to have all the answers. Instead of reaching a particular state or achieving some sort of goal, this is just, what direction do I want to move in? And keeping it light, keeping it accessible, you might just sit, close your eyes, and think of the things you want to move towards and away from, or you might enjoy actually writing it out on a piece of paper. Remembering that you don't have to have some big new year goal. You can just ground yourself in the direction that you want to move in, meeting yourself where you're at right now. Okay, and lastly, I want to mention the January gathering. So we have the Morning Ritual has these monthly gatherings, and the January gathering is on January 11th at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And our January gathering is all about heart-centered manifesting. So manifesting from the heart versus the head. So the head is usually the things we should do, what the external world wants us to do, maybe coming more from the ego. And heart-centered manifesting comes from our own authentic, deep, desire. So creating from that really authentic place. And so for our paid subscribers on Substack, you can attend all of our monthly gatherings for free. And if you're not a paid subscriber on our Substack, you can still attend our monthly gathering. So I'll include the link in the show notes below for our January gathering. It's $11 and it'll be held at 12 p.m. on January 11th. And if you can't make it live, no problem. Everyone who registers will get a recording of the gathering, and it's 45 minutes long, so plenty of time to dive deep into this material. We'll practice, we'll write, we'll chat, there'll be time for Q&A, and gives us a chance to connect in this way. So I really hope to see you there, and be sure to look out for our new season being launched this Wednesday. And let's end the episode the way that we always do, with a full breath in, a complete breath out, and have a lovely day.
This is the place where Black is the main character, where we dive into something new like the latest season of Vim, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction. Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love. And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop and BMF. Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old-school greats and new-school hits. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.